97.2 Cam FM.
Hello and welcome to yet another episode of Cam FM Trending, your source for all of Cam FM's podcast content and extra interview bits and bobs. My name is Daisy, I am the current station manager of Cam FM, but when this interview was recorded, the one you're about to hear, way back in November 2022, I was but a wee lass in the world of student radio. This was my first proper, you know, big grown-up interview I ever did on the airwaves, and I couldn't have hoped for a more incredible selection of guests. I was joined by Kitty Scott Claus and Ella Vaday, two drag icons from season 3 of RuPaul's Drag Race UK, who very kindly joined me to talk about both themselves, their careers, and also their then upcoming Christmas tour in and around Cambridge. We had a great time in this interview, and I hope you very much enjoy it as well. Just a quick note in terms of technical stuff, apologies for the poor audio quality you'll hear in this. I had borrowed a microphone from a friend and was recording this in my uni room rather than in our studios, as I had to do it over Zoom, so I didn't have access to proper recording equipment, so again, apologies for the poor audio quality. But yes, with all of that said, let us begin. Hope you enjoy. Bye-bye.
Cam FM.
Right, so without further ado, hello everyone. Welcome to this incredibly special interview with two incredibly special queens. Not that either of them need any introduction whatsoever, but today I'm joined by the wonderful Kitty Scott Claus and Ella Vaday, stars of RuPaul's Drag Race Season 3. Welcome to Cam FM and the Magical Mystery Mix. How are you both doing today?
Thank you. How are you doing?
I'm doing good. You know, it's been a week, but you know, we're just rolling and vibing.
It's been a week.
Yeah. No, it's you know, university, what can you do? But it's less about me, it's more about you guys. So my first question.
Exactly.
My first question for you both, obviously, Drag Race. It's been a year since both of your incredible runs on season 3. What sort of things have you both been up to in the year since then? Any projects you're currently working on?
Well, at the minute, obviously, we're working on our gorgeous Christmas tour, Kitty and Ella's Christmas Cracker Tour, and we'll be coming to Cambridge very soon. I personally have done loads of amazing stuff. I did a small part in a film called Some Otherhood coming out next year. I did a little musical. I've done lots of touring, so much touring. I've been to Australia, bits of Europe, all over the shop. So, yeah, it's just been a super busy year.
Wow, yeah, no, that, I mean, we're all very much looking forward to you coming back to Cambridge, you know, can't wait for that. Kitty, anything you've been up to this year that you'd like to share with us?
Yeah, I've been doing lots and lots of television. I've done Celebrity MasterChef. I've just done an episode of Celebrity Mastermind. I was on the ITV show Queens for the Night, which is where we take celebrities and put them in drag. So I put Ian Beale in drag, which was fabulous and fun.
Yeah.
And just lots and lots of bits and pieces, touring. But I'm most excited about going back on tour with this old one here.
Oh, God. No, calm down, guys. We can't be having this level of discord on the radio. I actually, speaking of MasterChef, Kitty, we actually have some listener questions. And that leads me rather neatly on to one from my mum. Who is a diligent MasterChef watcher. She was first introduced to you through MasterChef. So I was just sort of going to ask, sort of like, was MasterChef a bit of a jump from Drag Race, you know, doing cooking and stuff, or was it sort of, you know, the same as always? Or yeah, what were your experiences?
It was completely different to Drag Race. Obviously, it was like, the way I described it at the time, it was like doing Drag Race, but then putting a skill on top of that you can't practice, you can't prepare for. And I'd never really cooked before. So it was just one of those things where it was like, this is so much harder than Drag Race to me, because there's no way I can, like, if you're going into like a blind challenge or like an invention test or whatever, there's no way of knowing like, oh, right, this is what you do, this is what you do now. It's like, I put on a wig for a living. I cross-dress for a living. I don't sit in the kitchen making food and making dinner parties and everything. So it really was the blind leading the blind.
Yeah.
But I feel like I came out of it. I've got some cooking skills now. I made a pie last night. I'm like a chef now.
Wow. Okay. Well, that's probably more expertise than I have at all. So, I mean, you're obviously smashing it. Ella, have you ever thought about doing anything MasterChef or sort of celebrity-esque adjacent on the BBC?
On the BBC, ITV, Channel 4, Channel 5, anything. You know, MasterChef's not really one I ever watched, but I did watch it because of my dear friend Kitty.
Naturally.
I would love to go on Strictly. Mm. I would love to go on Dancing on Ice, Bake Off, any of them shows. Even The Jungle. I don't know how I'd cope out there with the warmth and the bugs and the snakes and stuff. But yeah, I'm just waiting for my time to come.
Fair enough. No, yeah, well, we personally cannot wait for that time to come. Going back to your sort of touring of the UK, are you looking forward to coming back to Cambridge? I myself saw you, Ella, perform last year at Glitterbomb, which was just absolutely fabulous.
Thank you.
So are you sort of looking forward to coming back to Cambridge? Anything in the city you're looking forward to seeing?
I love Cambridge. It's like one of my favourite places. My dog is actually from Cambridge. That's where we
Oh, really?
Yeah. I love Cambridge, and when I did that gig that you saw, it's just a great night and everyone there is fabulous. So yeah, I can't wait to go and visit. I haven't really looked around it. Maybe
on the
Is it a river? What is it, a river or a
so you have the River Cam and you can go punting on the River Cam. It's very nice.
Wow, we're gonna go punting on the Cam, aren't we, darling?
Punt out with you.
Yeah, it's gorgeous.
Yes. No, well, I mean, I'm no tourist guide myself, but I would certainly recommend doing that. Kitty, have you been to Cambridge before, or is this going to be sort of your first time?
I haven't. I'm like a virgin to Cambridge. I'm so excited to pop my Cambridge cherry, find a feather ball, showing my punt.
Yeah, no, we can't wait to have you. It's going to be great. It's going to be absolutely wonderful to have you here again. Yeah. Just briefly returning back to Drag Race. You obviously must both be aware of Vanity Milan's great start to Canada's Drag Race versus the World. Have either of you guys thought about doing maybe something All Stars adjacent, or is there anything like that in the works?
Oh, do you know what? I loved Drag Race. I loved when we did it, and I would 100% say yes. I'd love to go back one day.
Yeah, and I'm the same. I feel like we've only just finished it, so
Now
it would feel like such a huge mission to go back and do it again, because we did so well the first time. So it's like almost I feel personally I want to go away, do my own thing for a bit, and then go back and be like, here's the new Ella. Drag Race, I was only 2 years into doing drag, so I was kind of a baby anyway, so I'd rather go back and be like, hey, here's the full version, and then get sent home first or something.
I'm sure that wouldn't be the case.
Who knows.
No, yeah, so that's absolutely wonderful. Can't wait to see you again on our television screens, hopefully, then. Doing my Mariah thing there. Just another question on Drag Race. What were your favourite challenges from Drag Race? Anything that sort of immediately springs to mind as sort of, wow, that's such a good memory sort of thing from your time?
I love seeing Snatch Game. Snatch Game was so fun, because it's one of those really iconic challenges that it's like, you know, if you get to Snatch Game, you like, in my head, that's like the point where it's like, you've got to get to Snatch Game. And I think Snatch Game, like doing well in Snatch Game or winning Snatch Game, is just like a mark of a really good queen.
Mm-hmm.
And
I think
if you do well in Snatch Game, it's like you get fast tracked to the final.
Yeah, no, I agree with what Kitty said. Snatch Game for me was always the scariest one of all the challenges. I don't know why. I guess because you have to impersonate someone, but make Rue laugh and make everyone else laugh. And not, you know, completely bomb. The other one I loved was the comedy roast. That was another one where we both did really well. Mm. So I think anything that where we did well, I think.
Yeah. Most of it. All the ones that I'm like, I love that challenge. It'll be like, I like did well in it.
It's like when there was viewing parties, I'd only invite people to see it if I knew I won the episode.
I mean, I can't knock the tactics, to be fair. That's probably something I would have done as well.
You know what? Well, I did love the Spice Girls episode. It's not the Spice Girls episode. What is it? The girl group episode. Not because I loved my girl group, because my girl group was awful. Not because of me, because of other people. Scarlett. But, like, just that episode in itself. I remember, like, when we did that episode, it was, like, as well, because it was right before we were going to have a day off. So in my head, I was like,
oh, yeah.
Oh, this is gorgeous. We get to do this on a day off.
Yeah.
stunning times. So I remember being really excited for that one. But also, could you not meet Baby Spice? And I love her.
Well, that actually leads me very neatly on to another listener question.
Hey, you're a good journalist.
Excellent segueing. What can I say? I'm professional. So we have another listener question from Lucy, who wanted to know who your favourite guest judges were from your time on Drag Race. And Kitty, I think what you're saying, maybe Baby Spice was yours?
Baby Spice was my favourite one. I remember when we got the list for the... do you remember when we got the list for the costumes?
Yeah.
And it was like Night of a Thousand Spice Girls. Oh, and yeah. In my head, I was like... We're getting a Spice Girl, we're getting a Spice Girl. And I knew, in my heart of hearts, I knew it was going to be Baby Spice. I had a feeling, I could feel it in me waters.
Yeah.
Who's mine? I think maybe Kathy Burke. She's such a comedy legend. And
yeah.
One that we've all grown up watching. And I think, you know, just having her there to judge us doing comedy and saying that we were good at it was just like... You know,
yeah, that was amazing.
It was unbelievable.
And Russell Tovey was so good.
What a daddy.
Well, yeah, no, I mean, don't knock Kathleen Burke either, guys.
She's quite sexy,
gorgeous,
actually, yeah.
Yeah, no, well, so that's brilliant. So my final listener question I have is from an anonymous listener which sounds rather mysterious, they wanted to know what your favourite hair care product is, both in drag and outside of drag.
Ooh, that's a good question. Mine's the same for both. I like the Moroccan oil curl cream. I've got curly hair naturally, and it makes the curls defined without being greasy, without being too heavy a product. I love that. And I also use it in drag, but like if I need a little like zhuzh.
Well, I don't wear human hair wigs, so this is just plastic hair, so I don't have to worry about that. In terms of hair care, you know, got to be that yellow spray is the best for, you know, boy hair, wigs, human hair, whatever.
Multi-purpose.
And then washing my hair. And I normally have blonde hair, so I use a purple shampoo.
I'll
go with hair care. That's
so it. Ella, you're saying that yours is sort of the WD-40 of sort of hair care products. It's just the multi-purpose, use it for everything.
Yeah, it's like me, you know, very user-friendly.
Yeah, definitely. Oh, that's wonderful, guys. I have one more question for you both today, which is a bit of a strange one. We are technically a music show, so one question is, what is your favorite album? This is a bit much, but like, what is your favorite album of all time? Is there one that comes to mind, or maybe favorite artist? Maybe favorite someone album. You listen to while getting ready.
Oh gosh. Oh, mine's The Cause. Mine is Breathless. And that one. Yeah, I just love The Cause. They're such a jam and such a 90s bop.
Yeah.
It reminds me of being young. And even now when I need a little uplift, I'll just start Breathless in the kitchen and it gets you breathless. Say that.
That's a good shout. I was gonna say my one I always go to if I'm getting ready, because if I'm getting ready, I know that I can get ready in the time that it takes to like play the whole album
is
the soundtrack. Because then if I'm like, oh, I've got to get down, and like, I need to get on with my lashes now, like this is the bit. Yeah, that's the one for me. But I wouldn't say that's my favorite of all time. I just do that because it's a little test, isn't it? Favorite album of all time, probably Spice World.
Solid choice.
Yeah.
A woman of culture, I think. Yeah.
I think so too, David.
Yeah. I'm not sure if the audio cut out when you said your favorite musical album, by the way, just quickly.
Oh, my favorite musical album would be Six the Musical soundtrack.
Brilliant. No, again, I am overwhelmed by the taste I am greeted with from you two lovely ladies. That's pretty much all the questions I had to ask. Is there anything, any messages of wisdom you'd like to impart to the fine people of Cambridgeshire?
Well, I think we should just say we're very much looking forward to seeing you at Kitty and Ella's Christmas Cracker. Wear your best Chrissy jumpers and get ready for
a gorgeous evening. Raucous, gorgeous night and stunning entertainment from two stunning ladies.
Stretches, actually, yes.
Well, we can't wait to have you, and make sure to go punting at some point because it is gorgeous. I'm sure everyone will be thrilled to see you as well.
Oh, amazing. Thank you so much. We'll be there. Amazing. Cam FM.
Thank you very much for joining us on this episode of CamFM Trending. Why not give us a follow and a rating via whatever podcast service you are using to listen to this? Alternatively, you can find us online anytime at camfm.co.uk. That's camfm.co.uk. You can also find us across a range of social media platforms, basically pretty much every single one under the sun, including LinkedIn, under @CamFM972. Thanks so much for listening. Have a great day.